This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Optilux Wellness Center. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Well, here we go. Another edition about regenerative cellular therapy, which is designed to maintain, heal, and regenerate tissue. This type of therapy is great for knee, shoulder, ACL tears, and back pain associated with degenerative disc or damaged tendons. And that person to help us is Jessica Festa, who joins us now live on this Saturday morning. She's got a seminar coming up Monday, Regen Wednesday as well this week. We'll get to all of that. But now's the time to get that tune-up so you're out of pain as we head into the very happy, joyous time of the holidays. And a lot of folks are on the go. So if you want to get out of pain, now's the time to do it. Is that not right? At the Optilux Wellness Center. Jessica Festa, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you today?
I am spectacular. Hey, tell everybody a little bit about this seminar and Regen Wednesday, and then we'll kind of get down to some business. Go ahead.
All right. So the seminar is me doing a PowerPoint presentation for you guys, letting you ask your questions, of course, about your specific case and what can we do for you, but also mainly for me to give you information basically from start to finish in a more organized fashion than I can really do here on the radio. I always go off on little stories and tangents here and just kind of chat with you guys. But this way, in the seminar, you get that opportunity to really get the whole picture. Plus, you get to see our facility. You'll get to see where the procedures are done. Usually, Dr. Festa is still there. It comes at the end of our morning hours, and so usually he's lingering around somewhere. And, you know, it gives you the opportunity also to have your exam either before the seminar or after the seminar. If you're coming from a little bit of a distance, gives you that opportunity to make it a one-stop situation for yourself. So come and join us. It's always fun. Honestly, it's very low-key. It's just in our waiting room. And so it's me. And, you know, I think I'm hilarious. So I think you guys should come and find out what you can do so that this year's Christmas decorations aren't such a pain to put up, and that you can enjoy the holidays. Honestly, these things work so quickly that a lot of opportunity here to truly be out of pain and the better version of yourself for the holidays this year.
Yeah, we have a lot to get to this hour with Jessica. But, you know, a lot of people, when they hear this stuff, Jessica, you being a former athlete, I've covered sports right away. People think this is for, like, high-profile athletes, college level, professional level, high school. Yeah, it's good for them. But we're talking about everyday people like you and me who just want to go about day-to-day being out of pain, correct?
Right. One of my best stories out of a patient recently was a guy who just could barely put his own shirt on anymore. And he, you know, I have his video now of him saying, I didn't think I'd ever be able to do this again. And, you know, he tinkers with cars. He restores older cars. And he had retired. And he said, I was so, like, bummed thinking I wasn't going to be able to be out in my garage doing the cars and everything. But he was showing us, he's like, I have full range of motion in my arm again. And, you know, that's what it's about. It's about enjoying your retirement. You did the work already, you know. And the last thing you want to do is have given a company or maybe yourself 30, 40 years in a job, and then it's your turn to kind of like, oh, I have this nest egg and I'm going to go play. And then you don't feel well enough to go do it. So this is where we come in. We throw on the cape and we come in and we say, no, let's rescue this retirement and give you the chance to travel and just to even do your lawn. It takes a lot out of a body just to do landscaping and, you know, watching people get back into their life is really probably the biggest joy out of our practice, is just seeing people live their life again and not be in pain every step of the way.
So before we talk about this minimally invasive procedure that you do every day in various forms, we'll get to it all, explain who, what, when, where, why, and how. We always like to get people caught up because there's always some new people listening for the first time. You, Dr. Ron, the family, how this journey began with chiropractic medicine that eventually rolled into regenerative cellular therapy. Tell us that story, please.
Well, many, many years ago, over 30 years ago, Dr. Festa became a chiropractor. A couple of years later, I joined him because this is my 30th year in practice coming up. So I don't know where that time went, but in that 30 years, the people in our practice aged. And so maybe somebody that started with us at 45 was now 75, and their needs had changed into a point where they had worn out a knee or a hip or a shoulder, and we were, you know, still adjusting and massaging and doing things the chiropractic way, which is, you know, beyond belief. We love chiropractic. That is still part of, you know, our practice and everything, of course. But what happened was we had a couple of patients end up under the knife to get knee replacements. And one of those patients in particular, really, it bothered me. She was my nail lady. And I love this lady. And she was in her 40s, but she ended up going for a knee replacement. About 6 months later, I saw her, and she hadn't really come back to work. And I saw her, and here she showed me her knee, and it was all swollen and red. And she's like, I'm in so much pain. They're telling me I'm crazy. They want to put me on antidepressants and da 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 da. I said, you know, so-and-so. I said, please call this guy at a different clinic, a different orthopedics that I knew. I said, please call him and get a second opinion. Something is not right. I said, that is every sign of an infection. So she did. Now, 6 months, everybody, 6 months, she went back to her own surgeon, and he kept telling her she was crazy, nothing was wrong, everything was fine. They left a sponge in her. And now she had this massive infection that she lost part of her femur. The whole thing had become necrotic. She had to go back under the knife, and she ended up having to go on disability and never worked again. And she was a self-employed single mom. That broke my heart because, one, I had asked her for years to come in to be a chiropractic patient because she was saying her hips hurt her and this and that. And, you know, if you guys have knee trouble, you very likely have a crooked hip because you're walking unevenly. Why did one knee wear out faster than the other? It's usually because something in the structure, if it wasn't a direct trauma to that knee, something in the structure, either above it or below it, is crooked, causing you to walk differently on that knee, so you'll wear one out faster. So that's why I had started at the chiropractic level with her. And so when that happened, that was like the last straw for me. And Doc and I were like, we need to find like a solution so that our patients are not with us for 20 years and then go under the knife for something that we can't help them with. And that's a friend of ours, actually the best man in our wedding, was already doing this out in Phoenix. And he came in for a visit, and he was telling us about all this great stuff he was doing. And Ron looked at me and was like, we got to do this. Now, our children were little. I was running in 30 directions. I said, oh, my gosh, please, I do not have time for this, Ron. I can't open another practice. And he held it off for me for about a year. But the entire year we were learning. And within 2 years, we had, you know, coaching and all sorts of things. It was a lot of work to open up a regenerative medicine clinic. But we did it. We decided that that was going to be the next thing that we could add to our practice to serve our patients because we have a family practice. So for us, that's birth to death. Well, that kind of means everything. Like, I helped my niece give birth, right? And so I love the doula part of things, but then what do you do when it was, you know, my dad whose hands hurt so bad from working on the railroad, running jackhammers, pounding with sledgehammers on concrete for all those years to pay for my soccer lessons and all that. And now what was I going to do? So we made sure we found a solution that we could just usher in our patients and our parents and ourselves gracefully into aging and really take back time. With regenerative medicine, you have this honest opportunity to take back time. We use regenerative cellular therapy, which means you have mesenchymal stem cells and you have what's called the matrix. So the matrix is kind of all the good stuff that was in the lining of the umbilical cord called the Wharton's jelly. So with that, it just explodes the possibilities for you to regrow tissue,
right?
Tissue that is yours to keep,
mm-hmm.
right? And so now we're not trying, the regenerative medicine aligned with our philosophy of above, down, inside out, meaning let the body, the power that made the body, will heal the body, and you could do that from the inside out.
And what we're going to do, we're going to explain that procedure because I got to get to a break. But I want to remind everyone, you can call this morning, leave your information and experience for yourself what they can do for you to get you out of pain and to get living again. Their number is 724-335-5210. Always a pleasure to have with her a monthly visit. Jessica Festa, Dr. Ron, the family, the Optilux Wellness Center. We'll be right back.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Back with Jessica Festa. It's her monthly visit. She, of course, Dr. Ron from the Optilux Wellness Center. And this is where we begin. So, Jessica, let's start off with the stem cells. Where do they come from? Mm-hmm. And here's the obvious question. Are they approved by the FDA? Go ahead.
Yes, everything that we do is FDA approved, and trust me, I am not going to go to jail for you guys. I love y'all, but no, I am not breaking any laws. It's very difficult to keep up on everything just education-wise, but no, everything is good. Everything is good. Now, where the cells come from, there's actually things called stem cell banks. So you go and you need some, you need to replenish your, you know, your stockpile, so to speak. And then you decide, well, we decide on an amount and then you agree to that amount. And then we go and make a withdrawal from the stem cell bank and they mail them to us overnight right before your procedure. And all of these come with a paper for us to look over. That everything's been tested and retested and tested again. So the mothers, what ends up happening, pregnant moms who are scheduled for C-sections are able to donate their umbilical cord once the baby has come out and everybody's well. it's just like an organ donation. So they immediately freeze the umbilical cord. They send it to the stem cell bank, and they process it in many different ways. And so what happens is there's this lining in the umbilical cord called Wharton's jelly. That jelly is just so full of stem cells, mesenchymal stem cells in particular is what we're using, and the matrix. So all of the proteins and cytokines and growth factors that were just building this baby from two cells to a perfectly functioning little human in a mere 9 months, well, there were some leftovers. They didn't all go the entire way into the baby. And so if it's left over, now, one of the things that I will encourage you guys, because I know that I did it, but I want your children to be as healthy as possible. If you are having a baby and you have the voice, you are the person who has hired everybody in that room, please give yourself that power back. You do not have to do or allow anything in particular to happen to your body while you are giving birth. You do get the bill. So you are the one in charge in that room. Let the entire umbilical cord empty into your child. It should be white. So a lot of people don't know that. It shouldn't be blue or gray. It should be white. It should be empty. And the body allows time, once the baby has come out of the womb, that the cord within a matter of a few minutes will actually empty into the baby. That is a ton of stem cells. Those are the cells that we are buying. But so many people have, and you guys have probably all been involved in this, baby comes out, they clamp the cord, come here, daddy, cut the cord. And it's like this big moment for the parents. Well, it should be a big moment for the child to get the remainder of building blocks of their body, of their immune system, for their own well-being and survival. But in most cases these days, that doesn't happen. And now I don't have a say in any of this. So otherwise, I would probably run out of stem cells to buy at a stem cell bank because I advocate for the kids first. But that is where they come from. So a mom having a live cesarean birth, there are no abortions involved. These babies have all come to term, and it's just been a cesarean delivery for whatever reason. And it was a pre-planned donation that the mom said, yeah, we'll donate the cord and give other people the opportunity to have life again and to have a better life. So that's where they come from. We can purchase them in different quantities, and of course, you just add things together where you need them. I've had people go from 10 million to 300 million cells being injected. So for different reasons, different sicknesses, illnesses, different injuries. You know, I heard our laundry list there at the beginning, but my gosh, that is such a limited list. And you and I talk about this every time we're together, that I need to give you a new intro. I have just seen so much in these last, say, 7 years, 8 years now that blew my mind, that I was just, I'm always in awe of what the body is capable of doing. And with these mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix, it's regenerative cellular therapy. To regenerate, meaning to bring into existence again, to build again, to, you know, to actually create. So that's one of the great things about regenerative medicine, that it's not like cortisone. It doesn't wear off. You're lacking tissue, say in your knee, and so your knee hurts or it clicks or it creaks. Well, let's add the cells that will build new tissue. So we inject it into your knee, and then we give it some time. And just like that baby came out from two cells to fully functioning in 9 months, these cells are going to go in and do some work and start to rebuild what they know is broken down. The body understands its parameters.
All right, we're going to come back and kind of walk you through the timeline a little bit and where it gets best results. Also, PRP treatment, we're going to be discussing that, platelet-rich plasma, your own blood, incredible centrifuge back into that area. What they are doing every day is amazing. Don't forget, that seminar is Monday, 12:30. It's free, but you got to reserve your space. Regen Wednesdays as well. We're going to talk about that too. The number, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. You can call now, leave your name and number, and they will get back to you. It is the Optilux Wellness Center. Jessica Festa, my guest, her regular monthly visit. We'll continue on KDK after the news, which is 2 minutes away with Rob Taylor.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Optilux Wellness Center.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDK.
All right, Jessica Festa is back. We have a lot of stuff to get to as far as procedures when it comes to regenerative cellular therapy. But before we do that, seminar Monday, Regen Wednesday. Fill them in, tell them where you're located, and then we'll get right back at it. Go ahead, Jess.
All right, so the seminar will be this Monday at 12:30 at our office in New Kensington. It's at 706 Stevenson Boulevard. We're right across from Valley High School, right off the Tarentum Bridge exit, so exit 14 off of Route 28, and then it's a straight shot till you see my office on the left. You know, as you see here on the radio, you know, we get broken into segments. I keep going, and then we have to be, you know, we have to stop and all of that. So the seminar gives me a chance to give you everything from start to finish and get your questions answered. A lot of you guys have been with me for years. It's time. Like, come in and let's figure out what we can do for you for this coming year.
All right. Now, let's talk about regenerative cellular therapy. You have the stem cells, the procedure. Who does the procedure? Go ahead. And how does it help?
All right. So we have an orthopedic PA who does our injections. Now, he has a practice basically that he runs that he's the head of. And so we're very confident in him. He's been with us for a good while now. And so it's not the chiropractor doing the injections. That's Dr. Festa. He is there, and he would do exams and the evaluations and determine your protocol. And I'm involved in there as well. But then we have a phlebotomist come in, and she does the blood draws. And our PA, he comes in as well and does the injections. So, you know, I guess it's just such a simple procedure that we've been doing it for a while now that I forget that people don't really know how the thing works. But it's all injections. The only thing that's not injections, there are two things, actually. One is called a sphenocath. That is a catheter. So it actually goes up through your sinuses. And what it's used for is brain injuries, concussions, post-stroke, migraines, autism, all sorts of things that if you, dementia, Alzheimer's, actually, there are many types of Alzheimer's, and 7 out of 9 of them actually can be helped with stem cells. So using that, that sphenocath gives us the opportunity to get these cells to a position that they can cross the blood-brain barrier and actually go into the brain itself and do the work that it needs to do. That's incredible to me. I don't need to be a brain surgeon. I don't need to do all of this, you know, open surgeries and this kind of thing. You can just get these cells to where they need to go, and then they'll go in and fix what's happening. So we have the sphenocast, we have the typical injections, which are joint injections or muscle injections, wherever the injury is. On top of that, you can actually, and this is being done quite a bit now, I can't say that we go through even one of our procedure days without it, but a lot of people are doing full body protocols. So you're getting an IV of tens of or hundreds of millions of these cells, and giving your body, the entire system now has the opportunity to have some healing go through it. So once you stick cells into the bloodstream, they're going to go through your heart and lungs first, as part of the circulation system. So if you're having heart issues, if you're having lung issues, this gives you the opportunity to get these cells there. Without us injecting, we're not going to inject into your lung, or we're not going to inject into your liver. But here's the great thing. You have a circulatory system that will take these cells and put them throughout the body. Your body has an innate intelligence. It knows what is broken. It understands the building blocks that it can or can't use. And so when you give it mesenchymal stem cells in particular, these cells can become many different kinds of tissue. So they can become neural tissue, that brain tissue. They can become heart muscle tissue. They can become liver tissue. They can become nerve tissue. And so if you have neuropathy and neuralgia, we're seeing this a lot, people who have gone through any kind of cancer treatments, they have a lot of neuropathy or even diabetes. Diabetics in particular have to be really careful about the procedures that they go through. This is a really simple and safe procedure for you diabetics, because it is just a simple injection. There's no opening there. We're not trying to create another wound that could be difficult for you to heal. And speaking on that, these cells do an amazing job at healing diabetic wounds. We're bringing back, we had an entire protocol just for that with patches that have stem cells, and it's a whole thing. But our diabetics' wounds were healing so fast, burn wounds healing very fast. And so there are a lot of options for this. So that's why I was saying, when you give that first list at the beginning, yes, like the bulging and herniated discs and the torn tendons and the strained ligaments, those are all things, absolutely. But when you break it down into what are any kind of soft tissue or even bone injury, mesenchymal stem cells can become bone. So if you've got, like my friend did, where she had that necrosis in the bone and it wasn't healing, that can become very dangerous very quickly when you have an infection going into the bloodstream. You can actually heal a necrotic bone with these cells. And we have done it. We had an MMA fighter who broke his wrist, went under surgery. It wasn't healing. The bone was turning necrotic. And we injected all along the site, and it healed, and it healed quickly. And so we've been in business so long now that we've had amazing experiences in so many areas. But don't limit yourself to just using this in a bad knee. That is, it's so simple for a bad knee. Shoulders, hips, ankles, if you have plantar fasciitis, if you have neuropathy, all sorts of back injuries. We've been doing a lot of paraspinal injections for folks who have back injuries, or after a back surgery that things just didn't seem to heal correctly. There's a lot of soft tissue issues that come along with a back injury. Yes, you could have a bulging or a herniated disc, but there's more to it than just that for us. So we have a lot of options. Now, I say we have the injections, then we have the sphenocath, and then topically, you can use PRP in a PRP facial. You guys may have heard it called a vampire facial before. And I'll be honest, if you Google image vampire facial, it looks pretty bad. That's not how we do it. It's all very nice and normal looking when you leave. I don't know what those guys are doing. It looks pretty dramatic. But what we do is we use your PRP. So here comes the PRP. It's that platelet-rich plasma. And Rob, I don't know how many minutes we have left. Do I have time to jump into this, or do I need to wait?
I'll tell you what. Let me get to a break here in about a minute, and then we'll come back and we'll finish with it, okay?
Okay. And so, well, PRP is going to be your other option. If you're not in a condition that you need these mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix, that regenerative cellular therapy, I have to call it, But if you can use PRP, now we're just doing a blood draw from you. It's less expensive, but it has different uses. And so we would do a blood draw from you, spin that blood in a centrifuge, and it separates it into this one level of liquid that's called PRP, platelet-rich plasma.
All right.
That's where we get that from, and I'll get into the uses of that here in a minute.
All right, we're going to do that. But before we go, tell them again about the seminar, Regen Wednesday. Go ahead.
Okay, so the seminar is this Monday at 12:30, and that's it's a seminar. It's free to you, but I do ask that you give me a call so that I know to wait for a certain number and to set up for a certain number. I will likely very soon be going back into providing a light lunch, and so I'm trying to get the numbers back down again. Pre-COVID, we were able to do that, and everybody loved it, so we're kind of heading back that direction. And then Wednesday, I actually have some openings in our regen schedule to offer you guys. So if you did come in on Monday, if you're using PRP or certain types of cells that we have, we'll be able to put you in for a procedure as early as this Wednesday, and you guys can start feeling better by Christmas.
All right, let me get this break in here. We'll come back. She'll pick up on some procedure information that you need to know about. But again, I want to remind you about the number. And you don't have to wait till Monday. You can call now and just, you know, tell them you want to be a part of it on Monday, and she will be waiting for you at the location, which is 706 New Kensington, of course, is the place, Stevenson Boulevard. 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. One more segment with Jessica Festa, the Optilux Wellness Center, their monthly visit on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, we have little time left in the broadcast, so I'm just going to let Jessica Festa pick up where she left off before the break, and that'll take us to the top of the hour. Jessica, the Optilux Wellness Center, go right ahead.
All right, you guys. So we'll pick back up on the PRP. So PRP is one of those things that we can use in many different instances as well, but it is limited to soft tissue situations. So the PRP facials we can use for any kind of like acne scarring, or just to regenerate the skin on your face. If you're looking a little bit dull, a little bit, you know, those fine lines and wrinkles are coming out, you actually do a PRP facial and it does amazing work. But in our joint spaces and in our muscle situations, it's a great healing component. And so that platelet-rich plasma, that was just naturally running through your bloodstream a minute ago. But when we put it into a condensed version of itself and put it directly into the one area that's bothering you, now you've captured that healing potential that was running through you diluted a minute ago, and now it's in a stronger version. But what's amazing that we've started adding in is this product called Rexo. And what that does is what I was noticing is a lot of our PRP was coming, and whether it be from people's diets, whether it was the amount of medication they were on, you know that the average senior citizen is on 16 medications. That does not lead to true health, you guys. So if that is you, if you are on more than one medication, if you are on any medication, I'd love the opportunity to get to talk to you, not just on the regen side of things, but on the nutritional side of things, and see what we could do to maybe get rid of some of that. But when I'm using your blood, I want you to be a good product because I want good results for you. I want you to have as much growth as possible, and that's a goal for us, to have you out of pain and have as much growth of new tissue as possible. But some people's blood just wasn't in really great condition. And even if it is in great condition, adding this Rexo, it's called, to it, it's exosomes. So it's a part of that Wharton's jelly. These exosomes are really incredible little guys, and we can get into that in the seminar because I only have another minute here. But we add that to your PRP. Now you have this incredible amount of growth potential for new tissue. It's still an injectable. With the facial, it goes topically, but you would still have to have a blood draw done. But otherwise, we can inject this into your knees, and you get a lot of relief and new tissue growth. If you have a tear or a sprain or a strain, this is great for that. You don't have to go as far as the stem cells. You can use PRP for that sort of situation. You can use this on your kids. So I've got teenagers. If you're new to here, you haven't got to hear the stories of all my, you know, time with my teens. But we are an athletic family, and we have had sprains and strains and broken bones and all sorts of things. And I use this on my kids. They were about, I want to say, 11 the first time that they got any form of regenerative medicine. And so this is safe. This is safe for your grandmother. This is safe for your kids. This is safe for you. And there are just so many uses. And that's what I just encourage you guys to join me on Monday at the seminar. One other thing that I mentioned on the other station is if you guys would be interested in me doing a Zoom seminar, something that would be online. I know a lot of you guys, KDK covers such a wide range of area. Call in that number and leave me a message that you would be interested in that. I'm going to put that together here soon, but if there's no interest, I don't want to do it. But if you guys are interested in it, please let me know that then you could join me online and I could do the whole seminar for you there.
All right, Jess, great job today. Always a pleasure talking to you. Keep up the great work, you and Dr. Ron, and we'll do it in 1 month, okay?
All right, thank you.
There she goes, the incredibly talented Jessica Festa, along with her husband, Dr. Ron Festa, of course, the Optilex Wellness Center, just changing the lives of people every day. So what you need to do, you want to be a part of the seminar and Regen Wednesdays, or you just want to set up an appointment to see exactly what they can do for you, call right now. Leave your first and last name and a working number that they can reach you during business hours during the week, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. They're located at 706 Stevenson Boulevard, New Kensington, the Optilex Wellness Center, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. Best of editions, Cure Money Advisors on the money, next on KDKA.
The preceding was paid for by Optilex Wellness Center. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.